Did you used to make that? Or do you make it now?
I used to make my bread, well, a long time ago. I quit when I could get the bread already made. It was hard to make bread, especially in winter. The house was not hot enough to make it raise, you know.
Well, how would you make it raise?
Well, we kept a little piece of sourdough from the one you had made before, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then you put some water in it and dissolved it. Then at night you put a certain amount of water, then and flour, and you beat it good, and you let it like that. And in the morning you put milk and sugar and some more flour. Then you roll it good and you let it rise a little bit. Then when it rises a little while, you pick it by pieces and make different loaf like you want in a pan, you know, or a pot.
What about something that is round and has a hole in the center?
That's a donut.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of those?
Oh, well, in the old time we used to make our square. We make some sweet dough.
Mm-hmm.
And then we roll it and put it on a table flat. Then we cut it and make a square with it. Split two holes in it,
uh-huh,
and fry it like that.
What's that called in French?
Croquignole.
Do people ever call it that in English?
Not in my town. They never call it. They call it always croquignole.
Uh-huh. And something that you make up a batter and fry three or four of these for breakfast.
That's a beignet, they call that. Some call it frog. The kid call it frog. You know, it raise up and they fry it.
They call it frog?
Frog. Some call it frog, but it's in the real name in French is beignet.
How's that different from a donut?
Well, it's not sweet. It's like a bread dough,
mm-hmm,
you know. And donut is sweet.
And it's called frog in English?
No, the kid just call it frog. We call it... I guess that's the real word they use around here for frog.
That's some.
We call it beignet.
The stuff they have at Café du Monde?
Yeah.
In New Orleans?
They call that beignet too. You never been to New Orleans?
Yeah, I know what.
And it's good. I like those. They're not square. They're not round. They're square.
Yeah.
There. Mm. It's the same style that we use here.
Did y'all put powdered sugar on it?
No, we don't. Didn't have any powdered sugar in those days around here.
What about something that people make to put syrup on? And butter?
Oh, that's some... pancake.
Uh-huh.
They call it crepe in French.
Crepe?
Mm.
And what different things are made out of cornmeal?
You make bread. You make those... little French, there's little fried bread too. You make a little patty with that. And make a little, you turn it upside down, you know, until it gets brown, or you make regular bread.
Mm-hmm. What about taking cornmeal and salt and water and making something you can eat with a spoon?
Yeah, that's the real cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
I make that with, I put milk and an egg and a little bit of sugar and make it,
mm-hmm,
get the brown easy if you use it in sugar, you know, in it.
Do you ever hear of mush?
Mush? No.
What about the French name for something they'd make with that? Do you ever hear couche?
Couscous, you call that?
Uh-huh. How do you make that?
Well, you just boil some water and put your cornmeal in a pan. Then you just drip some on that until it... You wet it until you make a ball, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wet enough to make a ball in your hand. Then after that, you roll it in your hand until it's almost dry, and you bake it brown. There's nothing but salt in that,
uh-huh,
and cornmeal. It's pretty good. People used to do that a long time ago.